Gewaldig. So we had spent some time. We had spent some time on Machlokas Rashi and Tosus. Daf Beis Amud Aleph. And Machlokas Rashi Tosus. What do I do? What do I do the night of the 14th? Bedikas Chametz. Why do I do Bedikas Chametz? That was a Machlokas Rashi and Daf Beis. And we had spent a number of days trying to understand Tosus' approach that the rationale, the purpose of Bedikas Chametz is to avoid Achila, and why Dafka Achila's Chametz is a greater risk. Achila's Chametz needs the precaution of Bedikas Beer in a way that other Machalos Asuras do not. And that took us into all sorts of fascinating places, Siyag Deraisa, and so on and so forth. And now I come back to understand Rashi. Rashi had been very brief on the Mishnah. Bodkin. You do Bedikas Chametz, you won't fall in to Bar Rabbi Matzeh. We had seen Tosas had tapped right away several kashas. The first one of which was, I have bittel. Bittel works. So the Rana said, okay, well, you know, first step, maybe Rashi say either or. Bittel works, Bedikas works. You know, pick your pick, except that not only is that itself difficult, why would I pick Bedika over Bittel? But that's not even what we're saying. We're saying you're mechuyev to pick Bedika. It's not an option. You're mechuyev to do Bedika Dafka. Why should Chazal mandate Bedika is supposed to give me the option Bedika or Bittel? And to make it worse, they're actually mandating Bittel. So Bedika is not only insufficient, it's unnecessary. I'm doing Bittel anyways. So why do I have to do both? For Tosfos, and Bedika adds the Achila avoidance. But for Rashi, it's all about Barah by Monty. If you're keeping your field so narrow, well, that's a problem that's already solved more easily and more effectively by Bittel. So in order to understand, to make sense of Rashi, we need to dive in, as we've begun to do in Seder, to dive into the world of Bittel. And as we learn more about Bittel, hopefully we'll come to more clarity. One or two approaches to understanding, we'll understand Bittel B'chol, and we'll hopefully be able to come back here and understand this Rashi as well. So let's start our exploration with the Rambam. You have the Rambam in front of you, and the Rambam comes, let's take a look together, guys are working on Seder. Let's read a Rambam together. Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, the beginning of Parak Beis. Let us savor the Rambam. Oriel, can you hear me clearly? Not so good. Good. Shirley, can you hear me clearly? Amazing. The Rambam begins, as he so often does, a perek, by naming the mitzvah. I think I mentioned it in the past. We're going to see this again and again. The Rambam built his Mishnah Torah as an elaboration on the Tariag mitzvah. As a matter of fact, he writes explicitly that he spent time, a lot of time, figuring out which are the Tariag mitzvahs. He wrote an entire Sefer on mitzvahs. He writes explicitly that he did it as a preparation for writing Mishnah Torah. And he crafts entire Mishnah Torah as Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah. We saw this already the other week. Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah includes the following mitzvahs and mitzvahs. Also say, here they are. Ubeir mitzvahs a little bit prakim, and the elaboration of those mitzvahs will come in the following prakim. So the first parak, which we're not looking at right now, focuses on the iser of eating chametz, kol ha'ochel chametz at Pesach that we had seen previously, the iser of chametz. And now we come to the second parak. The second parak is the mitzvah saseh, not a law of eating chametz, the mitzvah saseh. Mitzaseh min haTorah perek beis halacha aleph v'hashbis hachametz kodesh zman iser achilasa, to be mashbis the chametz hashbisu before the time that's also to eat shenema the yom harishon hashbis zarm v'techa. Five words. The yom harishon hashbisu zarm v'techa. That's the mitzaseh Rama says, and that pasuk gives me a lot. Five words. There are at least four or five concepts in those five words. Now we're talking about sa'ar, which is yeast, but in this case refers generally to chametz. I have to do hashbasa, whatever that is, me batechem. It's not that I have to go sort. It's not that I have to deal with all the chametz in the world or all the chametz in Eretz Yisrael in my domain, in my possession, in my property. Again, these terms will need to be. We're going to be further clarified as we go on. But for now, the chametz is in my property. I have a chiyuv to do hashbasa, and when b'yom harishon. The very first thing the Rambam addresses in Halacha Aleph is what do you mean b'yom harishon? Let's just see a lot more. Now I want to hear your question. So he explains, by the way, before he even gets to the core question, which is what exactly are you supposed to do? Hashbisu. He'll get to Halacha Beis. That's really sort of the first question. But he begins Halacha Aleph with when. Number one, perhaps because it's the first phrase in the pasuk, and also because it's the most confusing one. It sounds as though "Bayom Rishon" means the first day of Pesach. And the simple, superficial reading of the pasuk is on the first day of Pesach. You had a seder last night. You eat your carb Pesach. You had your matzah tomorrow. The next morning, you wake up and you destroy your chametz. That sounds like "Bayom Rishon." So the rabbi right away explains, as he told us, it's kodim zman isra achilasa, which he already told us in the first parak. He's talking about the isra achilas chametz that begins chatzos of erev Pesach. The afternoon of erev Pesach is ready to usher eat chametz, and therefore before the afternoon you need to have destroyed it. How do I know that? He says, so that's what he spends a few lines on, quoting from the Gemara, quoting from the Mechilta, mepia shemu alamdu. We have ancient traditions interpreting the psukim sherishon zehu yom arba asa. Even though Yom HaRishon sounds like the first day of Pesach, the 15th of Nisan, in fact, here it means the day before. And just to, it sounds a little odd, just to l'saber sa'ozen drop, tomorrow later, l'saber, just to allow us to understand a little more, the word acharon. What does the word acharon mean? Acharon is the opposite of Rishon, right? Rishon means first, and acharon means last. What does acharon mean? After. So the word acharon, and I think Rashash points is that it's the last in a series, or it can mean after you're over. Sort of, there's sort of a space there. You mean the end of something or afterwards? Acharon or achare. So what's going on here is sort of like a parallel. Rishon usually means the first in the series, but here the Gemara points that it actually means it's parallel to achar. It's before. The Yom HaRishon means lefnei, the day before the series. What would drive you to interpret Yom HaRishon in this more atypical way? Usually Rishon would mean the first of the series, not the day before. How do you know here it doesn't? So he explains. There's several rayas. He quotes one of them, which is the Torah says you're not allowed to have chametz. You're supposed to already have the chametz. You're supposed to already be chametz free when you shecht the Karban Pesach. Shecht the Karban Pesach clearly taking place the afternoon of that Pesach. So it needs to be chametz free then. Obviously, I got rid of the chametz on Erev Pesach morning. Okay, so that's halacha aleph. So we have a mitzvah saseh, the Yom HaRishon Tashvitz Sarav Teichem, and the first detail he addresses halacha aleph is the question of when. How do you translate the Yom HaRishon? Question, Oriel, and then we'll go on to the next. Oriel's asking a good question, which I think is maybe we should save a full treatment up for Thursday night. Oriel's asking an excellent question, which is when, not about this in particular, as much as whenever you have a drasha, so what would they do up until that point? What were they doing until that drasha? That's a very, very good question, and it's an excellent question. Such a good question, we should save it for Thursday night so we can give it a much fuller treatment than we can do right now. I'm looking forward to talking about your own cue for Thursday night. One thing I would say right now is that the Rambam used the language here, Mipia Shemua Lamdu. That's how he introduced it, interpreting Yom HaRishon as being the day before, Mipia Shemua Lamdu, which is the Nitziv, an introduction to one of the Svarim, explains that the Mipia Shemua Lamdu the Rambam uses to introduce a very, very, very ancient drasha. Perhaps going back to, at least according to some, it goes back to Moshe Mitzvah. The Rambam writes in the introduction to Pirush HaMishnayos and in many other places when he explains how Torah Shalpeh works, He says HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe and Aaron Torah Shebichtav, with the core basic interpretation of each mitzvah. Because the psukim and chumash are not operational, are not implementable. Pasukas teshu shivas yamin. What does that mean? How do you do that? What does it mean to be yoshe? What does a sukkah look like? Why do you do that? What does it look like? It's clear from Torah Shebichtav that there are more details that are just necessary to make the mitzvah implementable even once. So the core of Torah Shebichtav was given Moshe Mizunai, the basic perush of every mitzvah, and then there were further details which Chachmei Torah were working out in later generations. So this may go back to the very beginning. Right? There's a lot more to say about that. Let's come back. So again, halacha aleph and mitzvah seif tashmisu and details about the time. Halacha beis. Umahi hashbasa zu hamur b'Torah. Now that it's dealt with when, let's talk about what? What is the mitzvah? Tashbisu. What does tashbisu mean? Sheivatel hachametz b'libo. The Rambam says, you do bittel b'leiv, bittel b'leiv sagi, Gemara, b'yachshav oso ke'ofa. You think of it as dirt, yasim b'libo, she'im b'rshu so chametz b'leiv. And you see my slave, you focus on the idea that I don't have any chametz. Huh, good. Fascinating. Whatever chametz, but I do have chametz in my house. Wait, I'm going to imagine I don't have chametz. This is fantasy. Fiction. Imagine you have no chametz. So I'm curious. Well, I mean, you can imagine whatever you want to. If I imagine that I'm Napoleon, it doesn't really get me very far. I imagine I have no chametz. Okay. And therefore, gotta figure this out. The shekel chametz shebershus areyu ka'afar or kedavar she'en bo tzarachah. He said, you're gonna imagine any chametz you do it. You have no chametz. The only chametz I do have is dirt. Unnecessary, unwanted, ein bo tzarachah. I have no need for this. In other words, it's negligible. It's insignificant. I'm deeming my chametz insignificant. So he says, now, we just got into details of bittul, but what was the core? If you need to put it into one sentence, what did I'm saying? How long ago? The bit hashbasa is bittul. Right? Hashbasa is bittul. You know what the mitzvahs are saying? There is a tashmisa or teichem. It means do bittul. As I said there, right? We did it so from Halacha Gimel. He said, "Oh, but Midrabanan, there's more." Halacha Beis is the mitzvah deraisa. Halacha Gimel says Midrabanan, there's more. What does he add? There's a mitzvah of bedikas. Midrabanan, there's bedikas chametz. So to search for the chametz in your house, and specifically that you do bedikas chametz betchilach leor ba'asar leor haner. The Rambam is giving us a pretty clear structure. Din deraisa, din drabanan. Now, the truth is, on the one hand, Rambam is not surprising at all. Which Gemara is he quoting? Which Gemara is Rambam quoting? Oh, right. Exactly. Dalit, right? The bit of Amasai. Midarai said the bit of Amasai. Right? That's what Rambam said. Halacha beis, minat Torah, all you need is bitul. Halacha gemel, oh, midrabanan. You need bidikas chametz. And he's very clear in Halacha Gimel. You notice he says midivrei sofrim twice. That phrase midivrei sofrim, he says it twice. Why? Because he wants to tell you, number one, the whole concept of bedikas chametz is drabanan. Number two, there are details which are drabanan. So the first midivrei sofrim is quoting the Gemara on Daf Dalet. The second midivrei sofrim is quoting the Mishnah on Daf Beis. Perhaps to highlight the different sources and to highlight that even the basic concept is drabanan. It's not just the details which are drabanan. Benching is daraisa, but the specifics of how we bench are drabanan. But here, the whole concept of chametz is drabanan. V'divrei sofer from the chametz achar chametz v'chbos v'chor. V'drabanan, I have to do v'divrei chametz. And the churim are stuck in all the hidden places. V'livdok u'lahotzi'o mikol reshut gula. You'll notice the terminology. to look to do bedika and to actually remove it from my property. Bedika and what we would call bedika and beer. That's midravan. And that's again daf dalet. The chemi dimei sofrim. And so too, midrabanan. Not only did they impose midrabanan on concept, obligation of bedika, but they also imposed both kinumashpis and achavas balayla mitchilas la'avahasa la'arhanan. That you do this at night, particular night, the night of the 14th, and when and how la'arhanan. Those are the two details that appeared in our mission. So on the face of it, the Rambam is straightforward. No chidush. He sent over the Gemara. Sent over the Gemara. He said the Mishnah. Not the Rambam's fault, right? That's daf dalet. Midaraisa, the bit of Bahamas Agi. Midaraisa olein is bittel. Of course, at the same time, you know, it's a little shocking. Really, Ramash. Like when you hear the Rambam say it, maybe like it sinks in a little more. But Rambam is speaking Hebrew, and he's sort of like laying everything out in a, like a practical halacha. Lamas away. Min HaTorah, what do you do the 14th of Nisan? Min HaTorah, just do a bit. Min HaTorah, have a house full of chametz. Wow. Really? 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 Have a house full of chametz? Wow. That's pretty amazing. Huh? So either that's okay, that's a Gemara, or it's very shocking. How could that be? Now again, maybe our kasha isn't really on the Rambam as much as the Gemara. How's it possible? A house full of chametz. I said, it's all, you know, yeah. Pay no attention with the Rambam. Pay no attention to the man behind the screen. No, this is not really chametz. What does that mean? A guy walks to the Burger King and says, takes a cheeseburger, says, this is just dirt. This is not Basra Makala, Rabbi Yisai. This is dirt. I mean, he doesn't even make a bracha, obviously, because it's dirt, and he proceeds to eat the cheeseburger. Clearly, there have to be limits on this. You'll notice already, for those, how many of you, show of hands, how many of you saw, got up yet? You probably, I imagine some did, some did not. How many of you in Seder already got up to see a machlokas or Rishonim about the definition of what does it mean to do bittul? What bittul is? Show of hands? Okay, not too many. So you read the Rambam, a little surprising, really? There's a joke they say about the three chassidim. Three chassidim are sitting and swapping the rebbe stories. Each one is talking about his rebbe, his mamash, the most amazing rebbe. So the one rebbe says, some of you perhaps have heard the story. The one rebbe is the one chassid says, you know, I'll tell you the godless of my rebbe. The one time he was traveling in a wagon, and it was raining. I'm sorry, he was walking. Right? The rebbe was walking. First chassid, my rebbe was walking, and it started to rain. And he said, rain to the right, rain to the left, the dry in the middle. And suddenly a mifus happens. And as they were walking, it was rain on the side, but down the middle they didn't get wet. So chassid said, it's my rebbe. So the second one says, you think that's impressive. Let me tell you about my rebbe. Second chassid says, the rebbe was going and traveling in a wagon, and it started to get very dark. The trip took longer than expected. It wasn't safe to travel at night on country road. Bumpy country road, that kind of stuff. So the Rebbe says, dark to the right, dark to the left, and light in the middle. Right. But here, in life, this happens, and Mamash, all of a sudden, there's like a path of light down the middle, and they travel. Exactly. Then the third, the second chassid feels like he really thought rain is one thing, to create light. And the third chassid says, you ain't see nothing. My Rebbe was once traveling the wagon. And it was later than expected on an Arab Shabbos afternoon. Well, this question was getting dark. Shabbos was coming. Can't travel on Shabbos. But the Rebbe said, Shabbos to the right, Shabbos to the left, the chol in the middle. And they kept going. Look, it was chol in the middle of one of my friends. Now, obviously, we chuckle. That's obviously absurd. We chuckle, but then on the other hand, is the Rambam the third Chassid Rebbe? for that matter, is the Gemara, the third Chesed Shabbat. But what does that mean? You're doing Bittel everything. That's really surprising. Wait, I have a house full of chametz. Why did Bittel? Interesting. So we'll stop for questions. But I will tell you, after you take some questions, there are several solutions to that problem. Why is Bittel more than Shabbos to the right and Shabbos to the left and Chol down the center? The first solution will lie with what we'll look at next, which is the Kesef Mishnah's version of what the Rambam said. But first, a couple of questions. If someone here is waiting, were you waiting for a long time? Oh, fine, yeah. And then we'll swing around. Yeah.
If we already have the to apply it on by Mitzvah, what's like the addition
to that? Good. So Tani asks, I thought we have an Isser. We have a Losa say of Bali Rabbi Matzah. So we do. But Losa say, I'm not allowed to own the Chametz. Plus, we have a Mitzvah say of Tashbisu. So when I fulfill Tashbisu, apparently I'm doing both. In other words, not only am I avoiding ownership, I'm actually being Makai in the Mitzvah. Look over. Yeah, good. That's what the Rambam is saying. And this, by the way, is based. Rashi also quotes from the Unkelus that the Tashbisu is Tevatlum. So that the mitzvah is the Bittel. I'm actually not just avoiding the Isser, I'm actually doing a mitzvah. Yeah.
I don't understand why it's so weird that you could do Bittel without removing the function. Because the removal aspect is a totally different aspect. I think it's only weird to us because that's what we're used to doing. But like, he says that removal has to go to us at the time.
Okay, so Josh is saying it bothered us because of our assumption. We're assuming you have to have the chametz free. So the Mela, then they say, oh, what is this? You're not chametz free. I would connect with the two of you are saying. In other words, even if you're going to tell me that Tashbisu just to say Bittel. Right, so what's so bothersome about that? Start from there. Are you saying start from there? Tashbisu means Bittel. So two things. Number one, well, we might wonder, what's the purpose of just saying, it's nothing. It just seems like a fantasy. More than that is, as Tani pointed out, it's not only a mitzvah of Tashbisu. You're saying, okay, how are we define Tashbisu? That's what the mitzvah is. There's also an iser of owning chametz. So, just as you would not say, I can say, Hini Muchan Mazuman, I'm pointing out that this cheeseburger is just dirt. It doesn't allow me to eat it. It's still a cheeseburger. Right? So, if I say, this comment is dirt, how does that allow me to own it? Why?
You're not changing the physical characteristics of the comment, you're changing the ownership of that.
So Josh is pointing out, and here we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, but let's put this down on the table already. Very good. And we're going to see, I asked for hands before, who saw the machlok is what Bittel is. So up until now, the sensitive may have noticed, up until now we've sort of been assuming that something interesting afoot here. The Rambam did not say about Bittel, he did not say that Bittel is Hefker. He did not say that when I do Bittel, I say it's no longer mine. He said it's ka'afar. It's like dirt. I don't need it. which is aligned with, as we'll see soon, probably tomorrow, Rashi and Tosa and Dav Dalet explicitly debate what does it mean to do Bittel? Forget about it, what's Bittel comes. What does it mean to do Bittel? So Tosa says that, well, the way we usually assume, the Bittel means saying Hefker. It's not mine. Ownerless. That's right. If I say it's ownerless, it's not mine anymore. Right? Rashi and Daf Dalet and the Rambam here say, no, it's not saying it's ownerless. It's like I'm verbally changing the nature of the thing. I'm making a proclamation. This chametz is ka'afar. We do both. When we say our Bittel, we say libatel ka'afar da'ara. They'll have the Afghan. Some people say in somewhat different order, but we say both. We talk about being ka'afra da'ara, that's Rashi the Rambam, and we talk about being ownerless, and that's Tosfos. You'll notice, right, once we have this on the table, I wasn't going to get to it yet, but I'm glad you brought us in. Let's talk a little more. According to Tosfos, there's no mitzvah in doing bittul. It's just, I'm making it ownerless. So it's just an avoidance mechanism. As Tani said, it is an issur against owning chametz. A law, I'm not allowed to own chametz. So how do I not own chametz? Either don't have it in the first place, or eat it, or destroy it, or sell it, or gift it, or make it hefker. Right? I'm not accomplishing anything by being mafker, according to Tosis. Tosis, who says bittul is just hefker, so I'm sidestepping. It's like choosing to buy kosher food. So my mela, I didn't need to trade for food because I chose to buy the kosher food instead. No mitzvah that, I avoided an issur. The Rambam, you'll notice, is being very clear. Adrabah. It is a mitzvah. It's the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Tashmisu is bittul. This is much more than just sidestepping the problem. This is the thing. I'm actually accomplishing something. Not just making hefker so that when the mail by the time Pesach comes, I'm no longer holding the bag. I no longer own it. It's ownerless. It has to be in my house, but it's not mine. So I'm going to say more. I'm actually saying it's actually dirt. Fascinating. But then the question is, I understand what hefker means. To say it's not mine, we've heard of that before. What do you mean I'm saying this like dirt? That's what gets this funny like fantasy. Like again, why is it any different than the third chassid? But just because I said it's not Shabbos, it's still Shabbos. As I say it's not chametz, but still chametz. So if I say it's not mine, that's legally binding. There are rules for how I can make things hefker. So if I did it effectively, that's great. Of course, as some of the Rishonim point out, the Tosfos himself points out, usually hefker requires the presence of a beis din, the presence of three people. We don't do bittul necessarily. Sometimes you have family around. You don't necessarily have a properly constituted beis din, witnessing your hefker. So it does sound like there's something else going on. The question is, what? Well, I'm saying it's like offer. What is that? Okay, let's go back to where we were before. On the one hand, yeah, the Gemara said, it was a B'Tayrish Gemara, Minat Torah B'Tayrish B'Amasagi. That's what I'm saying. Halacha Beis, Minat Torah B'Tayrish B'Amasagi. Halacha Gemol, Midrabani, you gotta do B'Di. On the other hand, what does this mean? Especially, again, with the Rambam's definition of, like Rashi against Tosfos, that bittul doesn't just mean I'm being mafkir, I'm relinquishing ownership. Bittul means I'm making this declaration that's dirt, whatever that means. What does that mean? Interesting. Ah. Let's let him back into Shir. So let's take a look at that. So who saw the Kesef Mishnah? Give me a finger for the Kesef Mishnah. Givaldi. So what did the Kesef Mishnah do? He did a lot of things. But the first thing he did, the opening words of Kesef Mishnah. What was his first contribution? Kesef Mishnah is, who is the Kesef Mishnah? You know who he is? Kesef Mishnah shares a yard site, birthday and yard site, with the Shulchan Aruch. You know how? Exactly. Because Yosef Karo, who lived in the 1500s, when the greatest Sfarit HaVecham in the 1500s, who made Aliyah, moved to Tzvat, and lived in Tzvat at the same time, part of the same Chevra as Arizal, and Shita Mekubetzes, and the Al-Sheikh, and Rishon Al-Kabbat, and some of that whole holy Chevra in the 1500s in Tzvat. So if Yosef Karo wrote a running commentary on the Rambam, because of Mishnah, a running commentary on the Tur, called the Beis Yosef, and then he wrote the Shulchan Aruch. Yosef Karo, so the first thing he does here in the Kesef Mishnah is, what's his first contribution? What's the Kesef Mishnah's first contribution? Yeah. Oh, it's a different Gersa. Yeah, what does it say, Tani? What are you going to say? That Gersa. Right. So let's take a look. The Kesef Mishnah begins. What is this Hashbasa? So whereas in our Girsa, in the middle of the page, it says Shiyavata Chametz Belibo, etc., etc. He adds a little more. Shiyasira Chametz Yadua Lo Mirshuso. Whatever Chametz you know about, you should remove. You notice that the first verb is not Shiyavatel, but Shiyasir, to physically remove. Vishaino Yadua Yavata Belibo, Vyasino Sukha Afar, etc. The first is alternative girsa, that because the Mishnah is quoting, he tells you it's an alternative girsa. Zuha nuscha shebesifer rabbeinu shebiyadeinu. This is the language that appears in the Rambams that we have. I don't know if that's before or after he came to Tzfat. I guess if he went to the Beis Medrash in Tzfat, he took a Rambam off the shelf, so it said with a Kesa Mishnah just recorded. And the big difference is, Bittul doesn't always work. That's the big Kiddushah. Bittul doesn't always work. It's not a silver bullet that covers everything. He says there are two options that you have. Sometimes you actually have to yasir, you have to physically remove the chametz, and sometimes you get to just do bittul. That's chiddush number one. Interesting. So yes, midaraisa b'bittul ba'amasagi, but according to the Kesef Mishnah's version of the Rambam, only for some chametz. Especially with the guard didn't say that. You have to figure that out. Okay. But for now, okay, so that's interesting. And which chametz? Which chametz, for which chametz is b'bittul ba'amasagi, midaraisa? What did the Kesef Mishnah say? Right. Depends whether you know about it or not. If you don't know that it's there, so then bittul works. If you know that it's there, bittul doesn't work. So right away, okay, number that is fascinating, and it's, and by the way, that Gemara in Davdal, does it fit with that Gemara? The Gemara just said the bittul ba'amasagi. But what was the context of that Gemara? Remember we spoke about when we first saw that Gemara, the context was, I'm not sure whether bittul was done or not, whether bidika was done or not. Can I believe this person, a particular individual, that bidika was done? What are the rules of ne'amanus? How convinced do I have to be? What's the standard of evidence? Who's believed to say that bidika was done? The Gemara said, oh, in this situation, the need for bidika is only midrabanan. I don't know that there's any chametz there. I walked into the house. I don't see any chametz on the shelf.
But you don't know that there's not.
Right. So maybe there's chametz under the couch. Maybe there's chametz in a drawer somewhere. But that's chametz. That's exactly chayim. Chametz she'eni yodua. That's exactly what the Rambam is talking about. He says if you don't know whether or not there's chametz, then min ha-Torah do bittul. But if I know it's there, there's chametz on the table. Now, you can't just do bittul on the chametz on the table. And let's process this a little more on those sides. Where does this leave me about bidika? The Rambam says, halacha gimel, bidika is drabanan. How does he say bidika is always drabanan? Think. How does he say bidika is always drabanan? But sometimes you have to actually, chametz yadua, the Rambam holds, you actually have to physically destroy. So how could bidika be drabanan always? Think. There should be 21 hands up. If the Rambam, again, if the Kesef Mishnah is Girsa, Rambam version 2, is that some chametz suffices with bittul, but some chametz needs physical removal, physical destruction. So how do you tell me that bidika's chametz is drabanan? Which is what the Gemara says. And with the Rambam quotes, Allah HaGemel, bidika's chametz is always drabanan. I mean, always drabanan, but some chametz actually has to be destroyed. Think. Which chametz allows for bittul according to this girsa?
I don't know.
Right? Any chametz I don't know about, I can do bittul. By definition, what's bidika's chametz? The chametz I don't know about. If I know that there's chametz there, that's not bidika's chametz. The fact that I know that my pantry is full of Cheerios, I don't need bidika's chametz to empty the pantry. Rambam says, yeah, that's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Tashbisa is when I have chametz yadua, I gotta get it out of my house. That's not bidika's chametz. I know that there's chametz in the pantry. Bidika's chametz, the dinja rabbanan, is getting down my hands and knees and looking at all the little cracks. Is there chametz under the couch? I don't know, not necessarily. Is there chametz, going back to our Mishnah, did chametz fall behind the first few barrels in my wine cellar? Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know that there's chametz there, but there might be. Is there chametz under the table? Is there chametz you know, if I stick my hands into the seats of the car, you know, back into the back seats, will I find some Cheerios? Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. That's exactly chametz she'ein yodua. That by definition, bedika means to search. Bedika means I don't know, so let me go and take a look. So Rambam says, Gevaldik. The Gemara was saying, bedika is drabanan, meaning the need to go look and check whether or not there's chametz, that's only the drabanan. Why? Because if I don't know whether the chametz is there or not, chametz she'ein yodua, yeah. So there, Minat Torah, there's still bittul. If you know there's chametz, I know they have a bag full of chametz. I know they have a kitchen full of chametz. I know they have a dining room full of chametz. Oh, exactly. Exactly. Chametz yadua, the Rambam said, yeah, chametz yadua. You can't just say ke'afar, but that doesn't require bedika. That's more basic than bedika. That's go empty your cabinets. Yes, according to this Gears of Rambam, remember, let's put the pieces back together. The second version of the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah is quoting, now we're starting to sort of wrap our arms around a little more, sort of think it through a little more. He was defining, again, halacha beis is what, as we said, according to both yourselves, halacha beis is the definition of what is the act of tashbis u'menatavah. Halacha gimel adds the rabbanan takanos. So what is the act of tashbisu? So one gear, so the gear on the middle of the page is tashbisu is always bittul, which we said is surprising. Particularly if tashbisu means saying it's kafra, what does that mean? So the other gear, so the Kesef Mishnah gave us, the more we think about it, the more attractive it becomes. The more logically appealing it becomes. It's very, very neat and it fits. Offhand fits very nicely. Right? Chametz, you know that? You can't say ka'afa. You know they have chametz there. So then you got to get rid of it. If you don't even know if you have chametz, maybe there's chametz. Honestly, not like I'm closing my eyes, not see no evil. Like I really don't know. I know that there's chametz in the pantry. Okay. So Rambam says in the second Girsa, Tashbisu, the Doraisa demands you empty the kitchen pantry. You know you have chametz there. But Tashbisa Daraisa does not demand that you start looking around in all the cracks and crevices to see where did chametz perhaps fall. Maybe some chametz ended up there. That's not Daraisa. Why? Because chametz she'eino yodua, if I don't know there's chametz there, I have the right minhatar to do bittul. And that's exactly the Gemara. The Gemara is talking in the context of chametz she'eino yodua. Do I need to do bedika or not? It wasn't talking about emptying the kitchen cabinet. So do I have to do bedika all over again? The guy said, look, Minat Torah, the need for bedika is always drabanan. So therefore, all the nafkamis in that Gemara in terms of the rules of Namanus for a drabanan. So that again, and then we'll take questions. So we have two versions of the Rambam. Two versions of what is the mitzvah daraisa of Tashbisu. Also two versions of how broadly does bittul work Minat Torah. The first girsa is bittul works minat Torah on all chametz. The second girsa, the Kesef Mishnah's version, is bittul only works if you don't know the chametz is there. In other words, bittul is exactly the chametz that you need to bedikah for. If you know the chametz is there, Kesef Mishnah says, then you gotta get rid of it. Minat Torah. If you don't know whether it's there, so then minat Torah do bittul, midrabanan. No, you got to actually look and search. It's not enough to just do bittul and the chametz she'eino yodua. Go make it yodua. Go find it. Go take a look and see what you can find. And go. Don't rely on doing bittul. So it's very neat. It's appealing because bittul is no longer. It seemed to us odd. Like how can you say that? Is I have a table full of chametz. I'm just going to wave my magic wand and say bittul. Oh, it's called ka'afa. What does that mean? As we asked before. Hey, I could just wave my magic wand and say, you know, the Shabbos is chol, and the cheeseburger is dirt, and then I'm allowed to eat it? No. So now we're starting to understand a little bit, and we'll dig more. No. The chametz is in front of me, I can't say it's ka'afa. If I don't even know if the chametz is there, there may be some cherries that fell in my house. There may be some cookies that someone stashed away. A smaller person or a child at heart stashed away a cookie, or a mouse, whatever it is. You know, maybe cookies made their way around the house, maybe churros made their way around the house. Oh, so there I can say, Matt Torah, say, I don't know if it's there, not interested. That's reasonable. That's understandable. Oh, that's mistaken. So that's what's attractive. That's what's attractive about the girsa of the Kesef Mishnah. And he goes on the next few lines. The next few lines, he explains, he talks about what we've been talking about. You see from this alternative girsa that there are actually two things. Sometimes Min HaTorah you need this biur, physical biur, and sometimes it suffices Min HaTorah to do bedika and to do bittul. Okay, let's take some questions on the floor, and then we're going to see that. Up until now, we've been saying this Girsa of the Kesef Mishnah is very attractive. There are problems with it. Mineu Bey. Let me say this for now, and then we'll end with some questions from the floor. We just spent the last little while sort of wrapping our arms around this second version of the. Again, it's not the Kesef Mishnah's personal shita. He's presenting another version of what did the Rambam write. There are two different girsos flowing around. What did the Rambam write? Some of the Rambam have this, and some have this. He's reporting that there are editions of the Rambam that have this second language. So it's not clear what the Rambam actually wrote. And we spent the last little while appreciating the advantages of this second girso. Now we understand it fits very neatly with the Bedika, and it limits Bittul, and now it's mistaber that Bittul should work with. We're not applying Bittul, not saying ka'afar on something that's right in front of my nose. But the Kesef Mishnah himself, actually, is not so happy about it. In the Maamar Kamos, I'd have to say, to see Tchilas Dibre Kesef Mishnah. If you want, you can just see the first four lines, or you can see more. What we're going to get into tomorrow is that what you started with in Seder today, Zayin, Ches, and Memtes, the three places in Pesachim where the Tanaim speak about Bittul, the Tanaim talk about Bittul, it's Chametz Yadua. All those cases, I do know. The guy remembers he has Chametz. So it's Yadua. And yet the Tanaim say, sometimes you like to do Bittul. Bittul, but Yadua. So the Kesef Mishnah is very upset with his gears to the Rambam. He said, on one hand, logically, as we just spent time developing, logically, the second girsa is very appealing. But in terms, so Misvara, the second girsa is more attractive than the first. But Migemara, in terms of sources, the second girsa is incredibly shver. Because all the Tanam keep talking about doing Bittul and Chametz Yadua. Good. So we have to see Ben Manoach, and it's very good. And see, maybe that can help us to craft things. And we have a couple of moments left. Let's take some questions. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, she Yasir. No, Yasir. Well, Yasirenu, it means to remove it. He does the Kesef Mishnah himself use the word Biur. Which may leave it open whether I'm just leaving it outside the house and be mafker at the curb, or it means physical destruction. But certainly I'm not allowing it to remain mine in my property. That's for sure. Yeah.
Our entire goal is to explain this, like, explain Rashi. Rashi actually says, like, searching for this. So even if we say that, like, the things that we can go to see are...
Okay, good. So Tani's asking, we still have to... We're running out of time. We're not done yet. Tanya reminds us that the goal is not only to understand the Rambam and to understand Bittul. The goal is to understand Bedika. So we're going to have to, as Chaim pointed out, we need tomorrow to look at those three Gemaras and see the problems the Kesef Mishnah raises. And Ben Manoach has a different twist on the Rambam, which may solve those problems. And then we can take it back home. In two ways. Number one, to go back to the machlokes we mentioned earlier today on Daf Dalet Rashi Tosfos about Bittul and the definition of Bittul, and to take it back to Rashi and Daf Beis and figure out how this can help us understand what does it mean that that the purpose of B'dikas Chametz is to avoid Bar Rabbi Matzah. Yeah, and then beyond that, maybe we'll see Ibn David, he'll give us another aspect, another perspective on that Rashi as well. Okay, I will say.